You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zegura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid here in the Dog Bowl of Berea. We got to go north of the border. He's not happy with Eli Manning being left out of the top 10. Cam in Canada. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Well,
Before you get in,
just looking at it, like, we'll go with the two Super Bowls to start with. So Gibbsy says, well, what have you done for me lately? Last year, I just went through, I haven't seen him ranked. His offensive line has been ranked no higher than 22nd in any ranking and as low as 30th. They had three major holes they had to fill. And last year, his touchdown-to-interception ratio was fourth or fifth in the league. His yards was fifth in the league, I believe. You know, he had 4,500 yards, I believe, fifth or sixth in the league. I mean, I don't know how that guy could be left off the top 10. Like, he is an elite quarterback.
Well, worst in the NFL against pressure last year.
And
Eli
also,
Manning.
not to mention, Cam, they were down big in a lot of games. So that's gonna boost up a quarterback's stats when you're playing against a nickel package.
But
let me ask you a question here, Cam, because I've been dying to ask you this, and I forgot to do it via Twitter. What do you do for a living?
I'm an independent businessman, but I have my I have my phone with
me, like
on
you, bro.
Kid, that's for sure. Am I getting on your nerves?
No. I love it. I love everything about you. I'm just curious how you always carve out some time in the middle of your day to focus on the Browns.
He said he told them he doesn't fudge his expense reports. He doesn't cheat at the office at all. So when he wants to take time for Browns Daily, gosh darn it, he's taking time for Browns Daily. Is that right, Cam?
Oh, yeah. And, kid, I'm coming down for training camp too, and you know what, I love your take on almost everything, but we've been so contrarian. I'm hoping you're not going to take me out behind the woodshed when I get down there.
No, absolutely not. We may take you for a cocktail, but we don't need to take you behind the woodshed.
That'd be unreal. Well, anyways, guys, you guys have an amazing day, and it's always good to hear. Hey, one thing, why did you guys not play the kid's music today when he came in?
Because on Fridays, he'll get his music in the Friday forecast
exactly.
At 2:30. When he's here all show, he's just part of the show. He gets our music.
Okay, right on.
Thanks for representing me, though, Cam.
Yeah, Cam knows what's going on. Cam knows what's up. So Eli Manning, it is interesting. Now, Pro Football Focus, again, analytics, says that he is, for the second straight year, the worst graded quarterback against pressure, even though he faced the sixth lowest percentage of pressure in the league last year.
Hmm.
Eli turns the ball over a lot for my team.
Just doesn't pass the eye test for me.
He doesn't pass the eye test for me. It still befuddles me that he has two Super Bowls, you know?
And he beat arguably the greatest team of all time.
Right.
And then beat him again.
Exactly. And I think also, too, just the same, just to go to bat for him slightly, even though we're going to make sure he stays off that list, is, you know, he's had weapons, but he gets old weapons. Hakeem Nicks was, you know, not the same guy. Last year, no Victor Cruz hurt his team, but that's what added to the emergence of Odell Beckham Jr., you know, what made him so special.
Sure.
Not having to spread it around. That's why also, too, why a lot of people know, now that they've gone offensive line in some of the drafts, and they expect to be better, that you get Victor Cruz back healthy, you've got Odell Beckham Jr., he'll now have weapons again. Can they actually contend in the NFC East with Chip and with Jerry World?
That Cruz injury struck me when I saw it as one of those that you may never get back to the same level. I mean, that was a...
I don't think so either. And I think, you know, Victor Cruz, correct me if I'm wrong, was an undrafted free agent, right?
I believe so.
But so he lacked talent, but beat the odds to make it to that level. And it was an amazing couple years with Eli where they were on a roll.
Sure.
I think Eli's lost a little bit. And now, in Victor's case, that injury will never allow him to be the same. So I don't think he will come close. And Nathan, you correct me if I'm wrong, but from a fantasy standpoint, he's not a guy that's going to, you know, you have all the bells and whistles that you're going to jump up and get at any point.
No, not with Odell Beckham on the squad.
No,
you are certainly not. So let's take a look at Eli Manning. And, you know, last year he had a very good season. And it's hard to believe that he had 30 touchdowns, only 14 interceptions last year. Completed 63.1% of his passes, a career high. So he's actually coming off the best season of his career.
And the Giants' record was? Were they 4-14?
See, the problem is that if you want to give him credit for the Super Bowls, then you got to give him. Then you've got to give him blame for
I
all.
Thought you were gonna get it. That's an Ohio State math right there out of the
yeah.
kid.
He's nah, trying to go. I ignored
very nice.
It.
Out there. It was very nice.
I ignored it.
I caught myself. I'm like, you're an idiot.
You know, we're the math program down there may not be the strongest.
No, there it
but
is. No, sure. Here it is.
All business, baby. All business.
You got to blame him for the years they don't win. I'm not a big believer in only giving someone credit because they won the Super Bowl. I mean, he had great pass rush. The reason they beat New England the first time was because that was one of the fiercest pass rushes you've seen in the last 15
years. Four-man pass rush allows you to drop seven every time. Yeah. How about that math?
I like that.
There you go. That is good math.
There you go.
I don't think, for example, his numbers certainly don't compare to those of Tony Romo. Now, Matt Ryan was the other guy we were looking at. Where is he at compared to Matt Ryan? Matt Ryan's got significantly better numbers as well in terms of completion percentage, yards, yards per attempt, touchdowns, touchdown to interception ratio for his career. Matt Ryan's got better numbers. Matt Stafford is obviously going to have the yards, but that's just, it's hard to compare those totals. But in terms of just efficiency, Stafford's numbers are more similar to Eli's.
What about Phil?
Phil Rivers? Phil Rivers is...
Because I think if you took this to the public... And maybe Gibbsy can tell us what the Twitter's coming in. I would imagine a lot of people.
Phil Rivers are much better.
But I imagine a lot of people just based on Super Bowls might have Elijah over Phil Rivers.
Well, sure.
But I mean, personally,
Eli's
no comparison.
Got, like, yeah, I mean, he's got 185 interceptions.
But here's the thing. Again, it's going off of just – I think you just need to look at last year. Right now, after last season, who are your top 10?
There
you
go.
It's not what it's
and
not the
Phillip
two Super
Rivers
Bowls
was
the
MVP
in the
MVP talks until about week 11, week 12.
I like what Eli Manning did last year, and I think he's going to even be better. I think he's a nice fantasy quarterback this season, actually, in the second year of
that
Bob McAdoo offense.
Every time I take him, he screws me over.
The problem is, and I had him on the off the waiver wire last year, he'll throw up like 21 one game, and then the next game he'll have two.
I agree with that.
That's exactly what he could, yeah.
But then also, too, when it really comes down to everything that you've kind of laid out, Gibbs, if you have the ball has been punted back to you with 2 minutes on the clock, who do you run in and what run in your two-minute offense where you have to go down the field and get a score? You know, because that has something to do with it as well. Like,
yep.
How can you make the big throws regardless of who your receivers are? Can you lead the team?
That's why is Matt Ryan listed so high? Why are we valuing Matthew Ryan that high?
It's just he's a very solid quarterback.
And I think also too, with Julio, those numbers have inflated.
But you could say the same thing about Stafford with Megatron.
Yeah.
You could talk me into Eli Manning over Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford pretty easily.
I don't think so.
I think you could. I think you could. I mean, maybe throw to Manningham.
I'm not really a supporter of this gentleman, but talk about a guy that plays big with the lights on bright. Joe Flacco. We haven't even talked about him, but and his stats probably don't match up, but if you look at playoff stats, he's always good in the playoffs. As a New England homer, I am more afraid of Joe Flacco than just about anybody. He lights up New England.
Joe Flacco was very good against New England. He was impressive against the Browns. The reason Cam Newton, I happen to be a Cam Newton fan, but the reason that he made it in this list is I remember seeing him in Carolina last year on the sideline, and you get an appreciation for how big he is, how fast he is, how good of a thrower of the football he actually is, and what just an unbelievable
and he's got nothing around him.
And he's got up in his upside. He's only going to get better.
Exactly. Yeah. And you bring up a great point, and I just think that as a defender of a guy like that, who, as you said, Gibbs, is only going to get better in time. As kid, you said he's had no true weapons consistently, which now he has in some young talent. But the one thing that he does better than anybody is to be so big and to be so physical, to be so fast, is that dual threat of run pass. His ability to make all the throws and still tuck it and get that tough yard, yard and a half, 5 yard rush. He can convert a 3rd and 7 on his legs or with his arm. And that threat, just like Aaron Rodgers, is 2nd to none, which is why Rodgers to me is still number one.
Aaron Rodgers is the best, and I think it's by a wide margin. Over
and when healthy, when Rodgers healthy, his ability to scramble in that Atlanta game that we've referenced a few times,
that was like a video game.
Yeah, it was like a video game. Scrambling, when Cam Newton's healthy, when those ribs are healthy and he can tuck that ball and run, it's like watching Mariota at Oregon.
And he's also your short yardage back. You put him in the shotgun, give it to him, and he's going to, you need a yard, he's going to get you a yard and a half. You need two, he's going to get you 2 1/4. You need 3, he's going to get you 3. That's what he does. He's very effective down there, especially in the red zone for the Carolina Panthers. So our final, we're 100% agreement on the nasty nine. So maybe we'll say the top nine quarterbacks in the NFL because we got, and again, ours are Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Tony Romo, Peyton Manning, Cam Newton. There's some good quarterbacks in the NFL.
And I mean, and for you as a fantasy guy, you've got to say, if you're sitting, if a quarterback is on your list and you're sitting at anywhere in the first round, you've got to be very happy to get one of those guys.
You're going to definitely get one of those. There's just so much depth there because you got to even think from if you're talking fantasy for a second, you know, Stafford's going to put up numbers. Matt Ryan's going to put up numbers. Russell Wilson all of a sudden gets Jimmy Graham in that offense. That's certainly going to help
him. And he gets
him.
All the rushing yards.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's going to be a good fantasy
40,
quarterback
50 yards
this
a game.
Year.
On the ground for him.
Yeah,
Flacco traditionally is not a good,
not
fantasy,
a good fantasy
quarterback.
No, but then you're going to get some of the guys who are on Colin Kaepernick can be a very solid fantasy quarterback
yes.
for you. It's going to be a very very
Johnny football.
John football. A lot of good. Andy Dalton's been a solid fantasy quarterback at times. I don't want him, but he has been solid.
You can have him.
Theodore Bridgewater, watch out this year.
You can have him too.
Maybe I will take him.
Yeah, you might want to take him.
Yeah, it's a pretty good offense they've got. And they're getting Adrian Peterson back. They've got Norvall. They got Mike Wallace there now.
Mike Wallace is garbage. He's hot garbage.
Mike Wallace is hot
garbage.
Charles Johnson, Cordero Patterson.
Oh, Corduroy Patterson's terrible.
Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph will be a big weapon this year.
In the red zone. All right, we'll be back second hour. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, kicking off with a little higher or lower.